Well, it is a busy week in Tallahassee as lawmakers are in town for a full committee week, with many committees really beginning to move through actual legislation in preparation of the early start of the session coming January 10th. The House Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee is taking up a series of bills, including the possible repeal of a state law allowing development of a cap-and-trade system to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Moving over to the Senate, the Ag Committee unanimously approved SB 592, which will extend the sales tax exemption on electricity to standalone agricultural packing houses. The bill will now go to the Senate Budget Committee. The panel is also getting an overview of life on a small family farm by hearing from Madison County farmer on state regulations, and we'll hear a presentation from Richard Gascala, director of the Division of Plant Industry, on efforts to eradicate invasive species that are harmful to Florida agriculture and native species. The committee is also slated to discuss the recent federal approval of the transfer of the school food nutrition program to the Department of Agriculture. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.